This is Naira, your host for Your Guide to the Night Sky. I hope you watched the comment last week, but it's time to move on to another space object, Mercury. It's so extreme you'd never imagine. Do you know why it was named Mercury in the first place? The planet's current name was invented by the Romans after their messenger god that was swift-footed and light. Because Mercury passes its trajectory in the sky very quickly, the Romans had good reason to name it that way. Mercury doesn't have an atmosphere, even if it did have one in the past. Solar radiation would have blasted it away. That's why Mercury is so hot. An atmosphere protects it from solar heat. Even though Mercury is so close to the sun, it can also be really cold over there because whatever heat it collects during the day is quickly radiated out to space at night. It can be -173 degrees Celsius. You'd instantly freeze in that temperature. The reason for this extremely cold temperature is because Mercury is exposed to the cold of space, with no atmosphere to keep the heat in. Mercury tells us a lot about the formation of the terrestrial planets, because with no atmosphere, impact craters remain on Mercury forever. One of the impact basins is pretty weird, Caloris Planitia, to be specific, because some mountains on the other side of Mercury, called the Weird Terrain, correspond exactly with Caloris Planitia. Some scientists think that the shockwaves from the asteroid that created Caloris Planitia may have traveled through Mercury and created the Weird Terrain. We'll be back in a sec! Okay, back to Mercury. Mercury also has the largest core of the planets compared to its size. Because other planets don't have that, it's a mystery for scientists. Scientists have two hypotheses. Either a large body crashed into Mercury during its formation and blew off lighter layers, or solar radiation constantly threw light materials out to space. Most of the information we have about Mercury comes from two spacecraft, the Mariner 10 and Messenger probes. Mariner 10 and Messenger have given us many images of Mercury's surface. Without them, this episode wouldn't even exist. One important role Mercury played was connected to Einstein's general theory of relativity. Before the theory, scientists expected observations on Mercury's orbit and the actual data received didn't correlate with each other. The orbit had a larger shift than was expected. No one can explain this phenomena except Einstein. Einstein didn't look at Mercury at the time, but his theory of relativity allowed for these shifts. One of the most accurate tests for the theory of relativity actually came from Mercury. Have you heard of morning and evening stars? Mercury is one of them, fainter compared to the others. It's hard to swallow that a simple dot in the sky could have so many features and mysteries embedded in it.